you. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Kilo Oscar 4 November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. My name is Chad, and my location is Campobello, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. Traffic for the net tonight. Please call KO4NUE. Announcements or bulletins for the net tonight. Please KO4NUE.
KI4DOS.
Go ahead and post it, Gary.
UE in the net, KI4DOS. Folks, it's testing time again this coming Saturday, which is also the Anderson Ham Fest, the 15th of October. We will have testing at the Red Cross Building at 940 Grove Road. The fee is still $10. You have to bring a picture ID card, a FRN number, which is required for by the FCC now. If you don't have an FRN number, you can go to the FCC.gov webpage at the amateur radio section, and they will issue you a FRN number before you come up to the test session. But we will be starting at 9 o'clock on Saturday the 15th. That's all I got, Chad. KI4DOS.
KO4NUE for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thank you. Are there any other announcements or bulletins? Please call KO4NUE. We'll now begin the roll call portion of the net, starting with the pre-check-ins. We have 21 tonight, starting with W2AMD Andrew in Simpsonville, W4SCM Mr. Fred in Traverse Rest, N4IEI Miss Isla in Traverse Rest, K4XMR Mel in Prosperity, KC4W, Bill in Anderson, KO4ZEW, Ben in Simpsonville, KI4LZI, Mr. Andy in Table Rock, and K2JKT, Mr. Eric in Shelby, North Carolina, KJ4UHF, Jack in Greenville, KA3JCA, Mr. Richard in Simpsonville, KA4JCA, Miss Sally in Simpsonville, and KA4ACL, Miss Ashley in Simpsonville. K3DOV, Upstate Anderson Radio Club in Simpsonville. KM4JWP, Brian in Rutherfordton, North Carolina. KW4TS, Jim in Pelzer. KO4RAX, Jim in Dacusville. K4OSH, Pat in Malden. KM4BLH, Mr. Kurt in Greenville. KI4MRA, Mr. Fred in StarTex, KA5WLL, Leroy in Taylors, and KG4WNP, Mr. Landon in Greenville. Got the pre-check-ins out of the way, we'll move on to Echo Link stations and Echo Link stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
I got you, KN4RJN. That's Mr. John up in Brown Summit. John, I have you down for some comments tonight, sir. All right, with that being Tuesday night, we'll move on to India through Lima on the RF portion of the check-in to any station, India through Lima. Please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. And I am James, and I am up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I will be negative and negative, though, and saying 73s for each one of you.
For NUE. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo Charlie 4.
Mike, Foxtrot to Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, and I'll have a comment. And I hope everybody has a good night. 7-3.
For NUE. Please check in Kilo 4, Lima, Whiskey, Echo, Larry in Piedmont, negative and negative.
KO 4, NUE. And Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Quebec Yankee, Joe, Mobile and Taylors.
So go ahead and welcome KK4 JFO. That's Mr. James up in Tuxedo, North Carolina. James, hope you're doing well tonight. And KK4 JBQ. That's Mr. Larry in Greer. Larry, I have you down for some comments, sir. And KC4 MFK. That's Miss Donna in Greer. And I hope Miss Donna's doing well tonight. And K4 LWE. That's Mr. Larry in Piedmont. And KO4 GQY, that's Mr. Joe, mobiling around in Taylor's. Joe, you be safe out there tonight. All right, any more stations, India through Lima, please call KO4NUE.
For NUE. And please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. KO4JKV, this is Duncan up in Asheville. Just mark me in and out. Thanks for holding the net.
In the log, KO4JKV, up in Asheville. Hope you're doing well, Duncan, and you be safe up there, sir. All right, with that, we'll move on to the next group, which is Mike through Papa. Any station, Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE.
NUE, Fred and Anna, please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. And my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle, we're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
Go ahead and welcome Miss Lorena, KK4ONO. She brings along Mr. Rick, KK4 Delta Mike Whiskey, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ, all in Piedmont. Hope you guys are doing well, especially you, Miss Lorena. Also, K4OIM, that's Mr. Walt in Inman. Walt, you're sounding good tonight, sir, and hope you are doing well. All right, any more stations, Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. It's check in, Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred, I'm from the Piedmont Hills in your ear tonight. 72, Chad, Anna, all in that be negative and negative.
Watching KO4NNH, mobiling around in Piedmont area tonight. Fred, you be safe out there tonight, sir. All right, we'll move on to the next group, which is Quebec through Tango. Any station, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE.
For NUE, please check in Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo Romeo, that's Robert, from Joanna. I'll be negative and negative, 73s. And before I go, many thanks to KI4DOS and the missus for their hospitality today and getting to meet the two dogs. 73s, everybody.
4NUE. And KO4QLG, Chris and Liberty. And I'll be negative and negative.
Welcome, KD4SRR. That's Mr. Robert and Joanna tonight. And KO4QLG, that's Mr. Chris and Liberty. Hope you guys are doing well. All right, any more stations, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE. Move on to the next group, which is Uniform through Zulu. Any station, Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Please check check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That is K4XB. My name is Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
I've got you in the log, K4XB, in southern Greenville County. Hope you're doing well tonight, sir. All right, we'll move on to the next group, which is Alpha through Delta. Any station, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Good evening, Chad. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta, Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
4NUE. And please check in, Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca. No traffic, no comment.
KO4NUE. Good to hear you. This is KI4DTY, Kilo India 4, Delta Tango Yankee. This is Daniel N. Taylors.
4NUE. Please check in, November 4, Delta Juliet Charlie. N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson, negative and negative.
NUE.
Mr. Chad, Miss Anna, and the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. Joy will be in and out. I have no traffic. Good evening to you and Miss Anna, and all on the net.
4NUE. Please check in KU4DMP. Jerry and Campobello, I'm negative and negative.
For NUE, please check in Kilo, Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec, KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley, I'll be negative and negative. Everybody have a good evening.
Good group. Let's back up and recognize W4DJW, Mr. Dave and Greer. KN4CHY, that's Mr. Keith and Seneca. And Keith, if you can hang on frequency just for a little bit, I have a machining question for you during the comments, if that's okay. Also, we'd like to welcome KI4DTY, that's Mr. Daniel and Taylors, and KC4EZN. No, I might have messed that one up. Let me come back to that one just a second. N4DJC. Mr. Jerry and Anderson. Sorry about that, Jerry. And KI4DOS, that's Mr. Gary in Easley. And I have you down for some comments tonight, Gary. And K3JOY, that's his lovely little bride, Miss Joy, also in Easley. And KQ4 Delta Mike Papa, Mr. Jerry in Campobello. Jerry, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. And KB2BYQ, that's Mr. Dave in Easley. Did I mess anybody's call up? Please call KO4NUE.
For easy in. You can go ahead and check me in, Chad. Negative and negative.
I got you. KC4EZN. That's Mr. Harry up in Candler. Hope you're doing well tonight, Harry. And you be safe. All right, any more stations, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE. So we'll move on to the next group, which is Echo through Hotel. All right, let me pause right there just for a second. Echo Link stations and Echo Link stations only, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, good evening, Chad. You will check in. KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, statement in Greenwood. Good evening, Chad, to yourself on the net. No traffic, no queue, and do be sure and tell Miss Anna I said hello.
All right, Mr. Stephen, I've got you in the log. KA4PQA down in Greenwood, and as soon as Anna gets back tonight, Stephen, I'll let her know you said hello. All right, we'll move on to the next group, which is Echo through Hotel. Any station, Echo through Hotel, please call KO4NUE.
4NUE. To Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX. That's Patrick up here in Penrose, North Carolina. And Chad, I will be in and out tonight. And thank you for calling the net.
I
to welcome Mr. Patrick up in Penrose tonight, KO4HKX. Patrick, hope you were doing well tonight, sir, and hope you had a great day, sir. All right, any more stations echo through hotel, please call KO4NUE. Move on to the big group, which is Alpha through Zulu. Any station, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Ken, Kilo, November 4, Victor, Whiskey, Alpha, Steve, and Edmund. And I'll be negative and negative and listening in. Everybody have a nice evening.
NUE. Please check in, Kilo, Mike 4, Zulu, Echo, Quebec. KM4ZEQ, Kyle in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
Hey. If you and Miss Anna are well, please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. Sid and Fletcher on the phone with my daughter, and I had to finish talking to her before I could check in. But anyway, I hope you understand. No traffic, no comment. Good evening to all the folks on the net. Before I wait.
Would like to go ahead and recognize KN4VWA. That's Mr. Steve in Inman. Steve, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. And KM4ZEQ. That's Mr. Kyle in Simpsonville. And W4IOE. That's Mr. Sid in Fletcher. And Sid, I do understand. I have a daughter, and when she walks in the door, it's full stop. It doesn't matter what you're doing. It's attend to her. So I get it. No. All right. Any more stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE. Heard. So we'll go ahead and secure the formal portion of the net tonight. I'd like to thank each and every one of you for checking in with us. All stations wishing not to hang around may secure your station at this time. This is KO4NUE, and it's been a true pleasure to be your net controller tonight. We'll go ahead and start the rag chew portion, and we'll stop periodically for check-ins and comments. First on the stump is KN4RJN. That's Mr. John up in Brown Summit. Go ahead, Mr. John.
This is KN4RJN. How you doing, Chad? What's going on in your world there, brother?
Good, I guess, John. It's been a rough couple weeks. Grandmother's dying, and hospice came and visited today, and they're saying that we're down to hours or days now. So me and my dad have been attending to her during the day and night, and I stayed up there with her last night, and she was talking to Pappy and talking to her mama. So you know, but I'm excited for her. I know that sounds harsh, but she's been ready to go, and she's, you know, seeing her mama and seeing her late husband. So that's got to be good. So I'm gonna be excited for her. I guess that's all I can be.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, I understand. I remember when I was overseas and my grandmother got very ill, and they were expecting her to pass on any minute, and she held on for 3 months till I got back, and I went to see her, and 3 or 4 days after I saw her, she passed on. She was waiting for me to come home so she could say goodbye, I guess. But it's funny how that works. But in any event, I'll be thinking about you and your dad, yeah, there's not much else we can say there. But in any event, as far as the stars go this evening, if you should happen to go outside right now, you will see the Moon, Jupiter, and Saturn all in pretty much a straight line. Look towards your east. The Moon, obviously, is easy to spot. And then go to your right, and the next brightest thing you will see would be Jupiter, and then keep going to your right in pretty much a straight line, and you'll see Saturn. Now, that's going to change overnight, but right now it happens to be lined up. So if you get a chance, go out and take a look at that. Let me take a look here real quick at the solar report. Stand by.
For RJN, this is KO4EUE. You still in there, John?
is KN4IGN. I don't know what button I hit, but somehow I disconnected myself. Where did I leave off? Over.
This all report, I believe.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, I closed that window out and it cut me off on Eagle Lake. But anyway, as far as what's going on in the sky, overnight on Friday night, October 14th, the waning moon will be very near Mars overnight. You can take a look at that. And I think I said something about the standby. This is KN4RJN. I got way too many computers going here, and I keep hitting the wrong button on the wrong thing. And on the, what was it, the 18th, I think I said, 18th or 19th? 19th. No, I'm sorry. 21st. There we go. 21st, the Oronid meteor shower. And you sure be sure and tell Miss Anna about that one. That one you can either get up early Friday morning or wait until it gets dark Friday night. It actually peaks in the afternoon, about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, so you're not going to see squat. But if you get up in the pre-dawn hours of Friday morning or wait until darkness on Friday night, you should be able to see a few of the meteors out of that. And that's the Oronids. It appears to radiate from the constellation Orion. However, you can see them, you know, pretty much anywhere in the sky. And you could should see, between 10 and 20 bright, pretty fast-moving meteors if your skies are clear. So that's what's happening in the sky here for the next several days.
Mine is KO4NUE with KN4RJN. Mr. John up in Brown Summit. So, all right. Well, appreciate the reports and everything going on in the sky. I appreciate your concerns with Grandma and all. But at any rate, appreciate everything you do for the net as far as celestial, what goes on in the celestial skies. So, with that, Mr. John, I hope you're doing well. And 73s. Tell the missus we said hello, and hope you were well. Have a wonderful week. All right, let's move on down the log. KK4JBQ. I'm sorry, Mr. Larry. Hold on 1 second. Echo Link stations and Echo Link stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
Net Control. Good evening, Net Control. Check in Whiskey X-Ray 4. Juliet, Charlie, Justin in Grovetown, Georgia via Echo Link. Thank you for checking me in to the Blue Ridge Net tonight.
Justin, I have you in the log, WX4JJC in Grovetown, Georgia. I hope you're doing well, and we have a net every night at 9 p.m., different net controller every night. So swing on by. We'd love to have you, sir. All right, next on the stump is KK4JBQ. That's Mr. Larry and Greer. Larry, what are you up to tonight, sir?
4NUE, KK4JBQ here. Well, Chad, I suppose I had other things on my mind, and we'll talk about that, but you reminded me that you are saying goodbye to a generation. We all must do that at some time in our lives. If we're fortunate, we get to know our grandparents, and we get to say goodbye, and we know our parents, very likely, both of them, and we get to say goodbye to them, and that's just something that's part of being the creature that we are. Having relationships means at some point saying goodbye, And that's, I look back at that in my lifetime, and I feel very fortunate, at least on my father's side. I didn't know my mother's mother. She passed before I was born. And my mother's dad was not very communicative to our side of the family. To tell the truth, I don't think he was very fond of my dad. Took his little girl, you know. But anyway, my dad's family, I knew both grandfather and grandmother well, and I got to be with them just before their passing, and it's an opportunity, I suppose, if it presents itself, but it's also the last chance you'll have with those folks to share some things, and we did, and I got to share with Donna's mother and with her father, and I feel very blessed. I mean, it's just, how many, there's four people right there, four wonderful people that I had a chance with to be just before their passing. And so that's been on my mind while you were talking with John, I suppose. And I just want to say, John, you are a wealth of information and something that I know I look forward to whenever you have a little something to say on the net. It's informative, and I just like the way you deliver it, that's all. KK4JBQ.
Like John's reports, I know I use them from time to time for the radio. I make a little note here when he gives us our report, what I call it. But as far as, you know, Anna likes it for, you know, she likes to go out and check out the meteors and things like that. But John does do a good job with that. But Larry, what else you up to today? I guess you get my couple of my videos today.
I must admit, I only turned the computer on around 7 o'clock tonight. I'm not very well connected, but you know that about me. I can hang in there with them just so long, but they frustrate me. Part of it's my eyesight, which is getting worse, and focusing on any screen, the small screen of a phone or the larger screen of a computer, is challenging as we move along. But I wasn't aware of the videos, so maybe we can talk about them later. Let's see, what else? Oh, some folks might be aware that some of Donna's friends were involved in the hurricane in Florida. They lived on Sanibel Island, which is just off the coast, and that hurricane went right through Sanibel. And I think very few homes survived. But our friend who lived there was not at home at the time. She was in the hospital with her husband. He was nearing the end of his time here. And indeed, he did pass this past Saturday. So she's lost her home, and she's lost her husband. And she's about our age, so it's a bad time in a person's life to lose your grounding, you might say. So she has the support of all her friends and those who love her. Her name is Jill, by the way. And I guess that's been on my mind today. I just feel, I mean, a lot of people might look at life around me and they might say, gee, what's going on that I can be thankful for? Well, I look around and there's a lot that I can be thankful for. I'm not mixed up in a lot of things that are very tragic. And I'm very thankful for that. Back to you, Chad.
Well, John sent you a text via EchoLink. I know you don't have EchoLink, but he said thanks, Larry, for the comments. So, just wanted to pass that along to you. But at any rate, Larry, I hope you're doing well tonight, sir. And I'll let you know, what's going on with me, Ma. I sent the videos to your telephone. I didn't know you was having trouble with the eyes. But at any rate, tell Miss Donna we said hello, sir. And Mr. Larry, if you don't have anything else, I'm going to move on down the log, sir.
The only other thing I got to say, it's been a pleasure to have you as our net control tonight. I certainly appreciate you doing this. And everyone out there, have a good night and get some good rest. This is KK4JBQ. I'm clear.
Thanks, Larry, and you be safe, sir. All right, any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Net control, please recognize Kilo India 4 Delta Delta Delta. That's KI4DCC. Name is Alice Alpha Lima Echo X-ray. I'm on the portable at home at Central. 73.
For NUE. November 4, Hotel, Hotel Charlie. Mobiling around Greenville. No traffic, no comment.
KO4 NUE, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papad, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd and Centerville. I'll be negative and negative.
Out tonight, Whiskey 4, Mike, Hotel Echo, W4MHE, Melvin up here in Hendersonville, and also my wife, Kilo Zoo 4, Papa Alpha Mike, KC4 PAM, my wife Pam. Thanks for calling the net, Chad. 73.
Harp and recognize WX4JJC, that's Mr. Justin. I'm sorry, I've already got him. We'll go ahead and get him again. Mr. Justin in Grovetown, Georgia. All right, and KI4DDD, that's Mr. Alex in Central tonight, portable. And N4HHC, that's Mr. Warren in Greenville. And KO4PXB, that's Mr. Lloyd in Simpsonville. Lloyd, hope you were doing well tonight. Please tell Miss Tracy we said hello. Also, W4MHE, that's Mr. Melvin, and he brings along his wife. KZ4PAM, that's Miss Pam, both in Hendersonville. Hope you guys are doing well tonight, sir. All right, any more stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE. On the stump, I believe, is KN4CHY. Mr. Keith, you still in there, sir?
4NUE, KN4CHY, I am, but I think Gary had some comments too, over.
On the stump, but I put a year three in front of him. If you got just a couple of minutes, I've got a machining question for you.
Ahead, you know, been off the floor for a long time, but I've still got a little bit of knowledge there.
Situation I got, and I don't want to bore everybody, but I figure the net controller can, you know, be on the stump too. So I've got a chatter problem on a horizontal mill. I cannot get the chatter down. I mean, it's bad. It's really bad. And it's in between table feed and PTO speed. It's somewhere in between, and I can't. There's nothing I can do about it. What? Any options if I can't get in between the feed and the feed rate and the PTO speed? Are there any tricks there?
With a horizontal, that should be about the most stable one you can have. The only thing I would think of is something in the gearing for, I guess you're talking about the power feed, and obviously the spindle bearings. But I mean, that'd be pretty easy to diagnose if you can. You can grab the tool holder and get any play out of it. But yeah, other than that, just making sure everything's, I don't know if you've got a a movable head on it, you know, making sure everything sits down good. That'd be the only other thing I can think of.
Well, it's a new machine. I've never had this issue before, but I'm trying to get through a piece of material, and I just can't get through it without shaking the machine apart. But at any rate, I'll get it figured out and appreciate your time, and was hoping maybe you could give me a silver bullet, but never is one with carbide. So, all right, Keith, I appreciate it, bud, and I hope you're doing well. You be safe up there in Seneca. Appreciate your time. All right, we'll move on next on the stump, which is KI4DOS. Mr. Gary, go ahead and take it, sir.
We're NUE in the net, KI4DOS. Well, good evening, Chad. Good evening to the net. We had a good day today. Went over to another ham's house and helped him out a little bit. I didn't do anything. Another ham, me and him met over there, and he did all the work. I just sat back and learned some stuff, which is always good for me, tell you what. But we had a good day. Came on back, and Robert, KD4SRR, called me. He was not too far from the house, and he came over for a little bit, visited for a little while, and enjoyed his visit. Got to meet him face to face and got to talk to him a little bit. And well, you know, anytime you get to meet a new ham and get to have an eyeball QSO with them, you have a good day there, Chad.
I've KO4NUE with KI4DOS. A couple of times I thought about going down to Clinton and meeting him, but I just hadn't had time yet. But one of these days, I'll be down that way, and I'll sneak up on him on the parking lot there. But other than that, you had a good day. How long were you out visiting today?
It was a short visit. We visited for about, about an hour, hour and a half. Got everything set up, straightened up, and twisted around, and working right. So that was all good. And then I came on back home and did a couple little things around here, not much. And then Robert came up and visited with him for a little bit. Then had an exercise on Simplex tonight. Went real good. I could copy 21 of 29 stations, and I think there was two or three or four of those that didn't participate, but I thought that was a goodly number. I just wanted to let you know that I've heard you and Ann and Steve. Believe it or not, y'all were all full scale coming over this way. Especially Steve with the vertical and all directional, and you and Ann with the beams, y'all were booming in over this way.
Well, I was going to ask if you could even hear me. First 5 seconds, I had the automatic repeater shift on, and it took me about a couple of seconds to figure out what was going on, but I finally got it straightened out, I guess. But it's good that you heard me, and that was a good, pretty good exercise.
It was a good exercise, you know. It's y'all did one up with a thermal belt tub, and then Pickens group did one tonight. I enjoy these Simplex get-togethers and find out who you can copy and how far away and who you can't copy and that sort of thing. It's really cool. You'd be surprised how far 2 meters or 440s will go Simplex. You know, we get it so accustomed to using the repeaters, we don't really think about the others as much. But we had a good day today. Can't complain about a thing. Got some things I got to start on tomorrow. I'm gonna, some things you and I have talked about out front of the house here, and some other stuff. But I meant to ask you, did you get my text on that video you sent me?
But I left the phone down at the shop and ran down there and got it shortly before the simplex net started, so hadn't had time to reply yet. But I'll give you, if you're going to be up, I'll give you a holler after the net. If not, I'll talk with you tomorrow.
I don't go to bed before midnight. I stay up till then and make sure I don't turn into a werewolf or something.
Okay, a werewolf. Okay, well, I'll give you all after the net then. But just going to let you know, the country hams are doing good. And I've got a nice little puddle under both of them. So hopefully December 11th, December 12th, they ought to be ready. So I'll cut into them and send you a picture of them, and might even bring you a little bit for Christmas and let you try it.
Well, have his say. Well, you know, I would appreciate that either way. But I'm glad it's doing good, and I'll leave you with this thought, and then you can carry on with the net. You're a lucky man, Chad, as long as I'm alive.
All right. Well, you can be the ugliest man on the planet, and I'll be number two. But as long as you're alive, I'm good, just like you said. But anyway, you be safe, Gary, 73, and you please tell Miss Joy we said hello, and I'll give you a holler here in a little bit. All right, any more stations, Alpha 3 Zulu, please call KO4NUE. Have I missed anyone for comments or rat you? Please call KO4NUE. Please stand by for my net report. Folks, I'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73's to all on the net, and it's been a true pleasure to be your net controller tonight. This is KO4NUE, and I am clear.